Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures, well, sharply lower across the board. Limit down soybeans at the moment as President Trump, in his magnificent way yesterday, made statements. And one of them was, well, if China doesn't come help open up the Strait of Hormuz, well, then I don't think I'm going to be heading over to China too soon. Well, that took the bottom out of the bean market overnight with, of course, the 8 million metric tons of soybean purchases that many of us, including me, thought would start occurring here over this week and next week with that trip underway next weekend. Boom, we fell out of bed. All the optimism from that went out. Of course, that drug corn lower, and then eventually wheat. Actually, wheat this morning, Kansas City wheat contract was higher on the day because of the extreme bitter cold down on the plain states where it's going to be very warm. We're going to be warm, and they're going to really be warm late this week, and that's not what you want to see after such extreme cold temperatures like that. You want to see some moisture. So with that, even the wheat gave up. So we are sharply lower to limit down with soybeans November down the 70 cent limit at 11.55 and a quarter. July beans off 69 and three quarters, 11.67 and three quarters. November new crop down 37 and a half, 11.24. Soybean oil off the 350 limit, 63.94 on the May contract. May soybean meal down 11 bucks at 311.80. Now, wheat trade is also sharply lower with Chicago down 16 cents on the May contract, 597 and three quarters. Kansas May off 14 and three quarters, 615 and a quarter. In Minneapolis, May contract down 14 and a quarter, 631 and a quarter. May, that would be I got a problem here on my July. We'll get to that another day. On the corn, the May contract down 14 cents, 453 and a quarter. July off 13 and a quarter, 465. New crop December, boom, down 12 and three quarters. 478 and three quarters, but that's just back to the old contract highs as they were going to be flirting with the $5 level this week if President Trump hadn't said what he said. But then again, tomorrow's Tuesday, probably Taco Tuesday with Trump as he usually wakes up in the morning and changes his mind on things. We'll see. Possible, possible not. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. On the cattle trade, sharply higher as the stock market is sharply higher, the crude oil market sharply lower, and so optimism abounds as we go and eliminate some of this discount to cash that we have. Also, boxed beef explosive, up $4 today, $401.94. We're above $400. We haven't been there since we got above it back in September. I believe the high was $414 before the cattle market started tumbling out of bed back in October when, of course, President Trump made a comment about that as well. And so the box beef select also up $327, $394.81. Packers were able to buy cattle $5 lower last week. So with the box beef price shift that we've been seeing, they're making money. And the cattle trade also, futures are higher today. April contract up $240, $233.30. June cattle up $252, $231.47. August gaining $240 at $229.22. In the feeder cattle, March contract up $5.52 at $355 even. Feeder cattle index still coming down or near 360. So we're almost bringing the two together for the March exit here at the end of the month. April feeders up $6.35, $349.45. They were up $7.20 here earlier in the day. May feeders up $6.05, $345.22. October up $5.42, $342.45. November's gaining $5.22. We're at $340.52. Hogs, June contract up 60 cents, $107.97. July gaining 5 cents at $109.35. And the metal markets, gold below $5,000 an ounce. April contract down $67.50, $4,994. May silver off 84 cents, $80.49. Dollar index down 48 cents, 99.63. That is the June contract now that's been rolled over to. On the Bitcoin contract, March up $2,755, $74,080. Crude oil, well, you've heard it already, down sharply, down $4.25 on the April contract, $94.46. May's down $3, $93.75. Gasoline for April, down 3¾ cents a gallon, $3.25. Diesel fuel for April down 13¾ cents, $3.87.5. Any questions? You can certainly find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.